Well, John, congratulations after the midweek disappointment against the Kings Lynn Stars. I would imagine you can take great satisfaction from that victory.
Yeah, definitely. I think that, you know, it's hard won victory. I think they, you know, they are a quality team. They've probably got a little bit more about themselves than us at the minute. But, you know, we're going to be a work in progress for the first month or so of the season, I think. We've got riders, you know, finding their feet again. And I just felt that today we saw, you know, fantastic team effort epitomised by Andreas Johnsen and the 2.51s that he got with Richard Lawson, which were just, you know, absolutely old school team riding speedway, which you don't often see nowadays, more's the pity. And if that's the spirit within the team, then I think we're going to do very well.
And they stayed focused, a lesson learned from last season when Kings Lynn picked a pocket or two here, didn't they, with the late victory?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it looked very similar, actually. You know, we kind of went into that lead and then we didn't really push on from there, and there were a couple of heats there where they could have got back in it. And I think we did well just to start keeping our heads down, not doing anything too crazy, taking the wins, taking the seconds and thirds where we needed to. And I think that shows a bit more about us than last year, as you say, where we did have our pocket picked, but this time at least we managed to, you know, to take the win and set ourselves up for hopefully, you know, a good week next week.
And you're looking very impressive at home, but if you're going to get into the playoffs, you need to pick up points away as well.
Well, absolutely, and the team was built with away in mind. You know, that's why obviously Adam Ellis was picked rather than Ben Morley, because Adam's job is really to do well away from home. But of course, the other riders have got to come to the party as well. So that's something that you know, we'll see how we go over the next few weeks. You know, we like the team, and I'm sure that we'll push on. Paul and Swindon, you know, they're tracks where all of our riders have done particularly well in the past. So, you know, let's see. We'll know a little bit more about our team by next week.
Good crowd here this afternoon, and they enjoyed it, didn't they?
Yeah, it's great crowds. You know, all things considered. You know, bank holiday, you know, we lost the big bank holiday fixture with Eastbourne, which obviously was always a very well attended meeting. But, you know, looking around today, I think you've got to give credit to the fact that, you know, people of Essex want to come and watch their speedway. The crowd probably wasn't much down on an Eastbourne fixture, and that's with the forecast, you know, having been pretty poor the night before, and obviously plenty of people waking up to the wet stuff and having to make a decision of whether it was worth gambling that we'd put a speedway meeting on. So for us, you know, you couldn't really have hoped for a better scenario. You know, we've got a win, we've got a speedway meeting on, and the people of Essex come to support us, which, you know, at the end of the day, there was very few Kings Lynn people here in comparison to what we would have expected had it been an Eastbourne or an Ipswich previously visiting us. So it's just a case of getting these people out more regularly on a Friday. You know, we're not racing that many times this year. So it's important that we can do enough to earn people's £18, and you know, they have a choice of what they do, and hopefully we'll keep them entertained and they'll come and watch AJ and the rest of the team, you know, progress in front of their very eyes.